Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Philip Jan Grimshaw. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me again.
This is such a pleasure because, well, you know, this is probably the film that I was looking forward to the most. I was telling you before the interview.
Now it's on the record.
Now it's on the record. Most people who know me know that I'm a huge fan of both Dennis Hopper and Orson Welles. And here we have Hopper Welles. Now, would you like to maybe tell our listeners who don't know anything about this film yet what it actually is?
It's this intimate conversation between the two. It was shot in 1970 in November while Hopper was editing last movie in New Mexico.
Right.
Wells had just come back to the States. He started very, very early work on Other Side of the Wind. But really, he had been away from the States for 12 years, and the world had changed in that time. And here was Hopper, who revered Wells, who used the Wells model when he shot Easy Rider. He acted, directed, written, produced. He did everything, much like Welles had done with Citizen Kane. And Hopper at the time had this huge box office success that eluded Welles with all of his films. And Welles was very curious to meet this young new king of Hollywood who revered him so much.
Right. And what was their relationship like? I mean, what's your take on it? Just looking at the conversation, there's a dynamic there.
I think they're getting to know each other. Obviously, it's for those who have seen it already, and I always refer to it as a conversation. Everybody else has started referring to it as an interrogation.
A little bit. It kind of sounds like that sometimes.
So it's interesting. I think, Welles was such that he... And obviously, knowing that Hopper had so much respect for him, he didn't let him off the hook. If there was something that he wanted to get to, he would approach it almost like a chess game from every piece until Hopper felt forced to confront it.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see that. Now, can you tell me how the footage was found?
It wasn't found. It was just it's something that we had with the 100 hours of Other Side of the Wind footage.
Right.
And so it was in there. It didn't quite fit Other Side of the Wind. We used 30 seconds of it or something.
Oh.
It's there during the party scene.
Right.
It just felt so standalone. It's Welles does speak as Jake Hannaford on two or three occasions in Hopper Welles, but really he's speaking as Welles. It's Welles who has this interest, and who knows what he thought about the footage and how he was going to use this footage, rather. To us, we set this aside, and the secondary goal of the Other Side of the Wind editing session was to help Morgan Neville with the Love Me When I'm Dead, which was also here in 2018. And so anything that we knew wasn't going to fit Other Side of the Wind, we said, okay, Morgan, this is a curio, maybe this will fit. But this didn't fit Morgan's narrative either, because he had a very specific arc that he was pursuing. So we thought this was fascinating, but we set it aside, and I just felt like, okay, once I get rid of my Welles fatigue, maybe this is something we'll come back to.
Yes, and you did come back to now, and we're all very glad. Of course, The Other Side of the Wind was presented 2 years ago. We should specify that. And that's all the time we have, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You got an official screening to make, but it still was a great pleasure talking with you about Hopper Welles. Thank you very much.
Likewise, and thank you, now that this is your favorite film.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.